What kind of quality can get you ahead in the workplace? A survey found that women in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangdong province believe that talent and hard work can take you far, while female office workers in Heilongjiang, Jiangsu, Liaoning, and Zhejiang province seem to believe a beautiful face helps a lot in their careers, and they rank it number one in terms of importance of succeeding in the office. So tell me more about this survey.
Yeah, so you've already know the conclusion made by the survey. So you might be interested in who made the survey. So this statement and the survey is made by an online it is made by an online report about Chinese women's beauty consumption activities, consumer psychology, and women's beautiful value, which means how much you value beauty in your life. And the research is conducted by a data research center, KDNET, KDNET, through online survey with over 50,000 participants across the country. And most of the respondents are under the age of 35 with undergraduate degrees, and most of them are enterprises employees with a monthly salary of 3,000 to 5,000 yuan. And we know that over 52,000 respondents have been participating in their survey, and 44.6% of them believe a higher face score or 高颜值 have some kind of help in workplace, and nearly 30% thinks it helps a lot, while only 4.8% say beauty doesn't help their career at all.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. Hoyoung, I feel like you should chip in here before I do.
No, I want to give this
Oh
precious
no.
opportunity to
This is dangerous.
you,
This is a
Ryan.
dangerous area to tread for me.
So, say you change your career to an HR. Do you value women's beauty as one of the criteria? Do you,
Whoa,
Ryan
man,
Price?
today I was not. Yeah. Okay, so geographically, no. Listen, I actually will answer this. I'm not afraid. Okay? I think both matter. I'm no.
Which matters more? Which matters
Oh,
more?
shoot. I think that a brain matters most, of course, and a personality, because looks can get you so far, but at the end of the day, a job needs to have someone do something and get something done. And I think as long as you are ob always able to accomplish a task and do it well, you will always have job security. But at the same time, I will say that there is some research that suggests that attractive workers are likely to earn anywhere from 7 to 13% more than their less attractive colleagues. This came from Hakim's research that suggested this. Also, Catherine Hakim, who is a senior research fellow at the Center for Policy Studies in London, suggested that beauty should be intentionally used as a tool for getting ahead at the work, at the workplace. But I don't think it is the most important thing. It's not something you can rely upon. I mean, also, let's make the point that no matter who you are, beauty will eventually go away. Both men and women get older, and you only have your youth for so long. Enjoy it while you got it. Use it to get that higher workplace job that you really want. I do think on some small percentage, not as big as having the brain and getting the job done, but at some percentage, every person remembers a pretty face. It's psychology. So when you go in for an interview and you're looking stunning, just like you're walking a bar and all the heads in the room turn towards you, you're that person no one's going to forget all night. You're going to be that person that, A, yes, I mean, he won't forget you because, wow, you're drop dead gorgeous. But also, when you have that resume to match, man, you're just going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, and that person rarely exists. Thank
Hey.
God.
And Ryan is just saying
Hey.
that when you're
Hey.
talented, it's better to put on a beautiful face.
Whoa. Ladies, whoa. Okay, first of all, I don't think that beauty is impossible for anyone to attain, really. I mean, we've talked about it on the show,
Yes,
but I
yes.
think living healthy, eating healthy, I mean, we'll talk more about that in a minute. All those things can help you look the most attractive you can. And I think everybody's attractive in their own way, and we're all attracted to different kinds of people. And so dressing nicely, dressing appropriately, you know, making yourself look great, all those things can make you look attractive. It's not just supermodels that are attractive. In fact, I would say often I find girls that aren't supermodels more attractive.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, not the honestly, not the Barbie dolls that everybody sees in this magazine that are more of like a mannequin in a shop, but more those real beautiful women, like real women. Yeah, I would say absolutely, and I'm not lying. I'm being dead honest.
Okay. And I think in The Office, I think it's okay, I'm sharing my point of view.
Yeah.
Now. All right. I think yes, having the talent and putting in the work, that is really, really important. If maybe, can I rank it number one in terms
yes.
of an yeah,
absolutely
yes,
you can.
Yes. And also I think interpersonal skills, and also part of your personality as well. And of course, if you look good, if you are attractive, then I think it helps you in many ways. But if you don't have the talent, the ability, and you're just plain beautiful, I don't think The Office suits you that well, because for people, for if your boss really wants to see results, and then it's a beautiful vase that doesn't deliver,
right.
Then it bugs you even more. It's like, you're so pretty and you do nothing.
Do something about it.
What's the point of that? But yeah. I think it also depends on the occupation you're in. If you're an actress, or if you are, I don't know, one of those jobs that heavily relies on your appearance, or maybe to some extent service workers when you need to show your face to people all the time, then yes, I think if you look good, it gives you a leg up, but it doesn't guarantee you to go very far.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay. So how do these ladies look good? What are they putting on? What's going on there?
Well, before answering that question,
yes.
I have to say bravo to your previous speech about you can be beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's true.
Yeah. Okay. And jokes aside, I think you've made a good point.
Aww.
And I...
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
We're totally hugging after the show.
I do agree with your point. And also, I want to say it's human nature that people are attracted to good-looking other individuals. It's you can't deny that. It's in your instinct a little bit. So my suggestion here is when you're judging others, try not to be affected by that factor, because you know it's superficial. You can try to treat people with different level of, let's say, face value or different kind of face score. Try to treat them equally. Try to come over your own bias. But when
or
you're,
your own vanity to some extent.
Yeah, but when you're doing it yourself, try to make yourself nice, easy on the eyes. Try to be more polite when you're trying to have some others have a good value on you. Just do it in that, and your life is going to be, and others' life is going to be better.
Okay, well, okay, so but let's focus on the cosmetics here, because we were talking about beauty consumption in China, and I was a little surprised at some of these statistics, and maybe you guys will be surprised too, maybe you won't, and maybe if you're not, you can explain it to me, because I am surprised. 6.2% of women that took part in this beauty survey said that they wouldn't come out the door without full makeup on. 57.6% say they usually use cosmetics before going out, and 36.1% don't use any beauty products. This is coming from a 2016 Health and Beauty Consumption Forum. What's this about, guys? I mean, and do you agree?
I think actually it's kind of a promising thing that only...
Is it so important that you won't leave the house?
No, only 6.2% of women won't come out of the door without any makeup, right?
Yeah.
So that means the majority...
I have some more statistics for you.
Okay. Well, why don't you spill them out first?
All right. So in a British UK survey conducted by the Vitality Show, 70% of these 3,000 British women that were polled said they wouldn't want their colleagues or bosses to see them barefaced. And 91% of the women would rather cancel a first date altogether than go out without makeup on. Now, as a guy, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, at some point, I'm going to see you without your makeup on. So, why?
Well, because I think these women, they just want to be at their best form appearance as long as possible, I think. And at first, you're trying to probably please the other person, attract the other person, so you maybe make the effort. But you see the stark difference between Chinese women. That's only 6.2% of us say that we have to go out of the door with makeup. Then, you know, stark contrast to the British ladies. I think there's a very huge difference in, well, cultural-wise, that makeup is not as big a deal in China. And in a way, I see it as a good thing. I think people are a little bit more truthful about our appearance.
Yeah, and also, if you see the same results from this survey, saying that the five most... When it comes to why do people put makeup on, you can see that over 50% thinks that beauty product helps them to be more confident, and little less than 50% thinks that the beauty product helps them being more charming, and also some thinks it feels younger to put makeup on. So basically, people are doing this because they make themselves happy and more confident and feel like they feel happier in the world. So I don't think there's a problem here.
Well, as long as it's making you happy,
yeah,
and giving you confidence, I can't say no to that.
I can't specifically point at the Chinese situation, but I did read that in a survey by Harris on behalf of the Renewed Center of Foundation in February found that 44% of American women feel unattractive when they don't put makeup on, and that really did bug me. So when it gets to that point, I would say, ladies, you got to be comfortable in your own skin.
Yes, and that's the perfect line to finish up this discussion with. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Neil Honglin.